Years later in the Fitzroy, holding forth and blossoming words, the butterflies drawn to this flowering, not differentiating the wisdom from the absurd, experiencing again the dizziness first felt in impressing the town lads. Now those that make up this city crowd, they laugh too loud. Or is it the comic's bow tie, the light bulb nose? But this doubt passes with a disappearing flock. Suddenly, he's on his own, looking into finished glasses or staring at the ceiling as if to find a new line there that will express, though full of beer, the emptiness he's feeling. Fumbling for loose change, then heading for the door unsteadily. If the evening was a false lover, the night would be a whore. He knows by now I follow him. He doesn't need to look, though I'm still ready to duck into doorways, playing it by the book, collar turned up, brim pulled down. It's raining now, the streets are mirror-imaged. He moves in time to a poem he will write, joined at the foot with his earth-bound reflection of himself, not yet ready for flight. In a slipshod taproom dance, we both know nothing will get written down tonight.